still on above on the base. Still in the very middle of the daf here. Four lines down in the super long line where the two dots are. We have another statement here. I think the only connection here, I think, is that it's another statement of Amar Rav Huna. Before we had Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. I think the only connection here is another memra from Rav Huna. Unless you have something more connected, I don't know. It says here, Kol ha-mispal achurei beis ha-knesses. Anyone who davens in the back of, or facing away from, or outside of the beis ha-knesses, outside of the shul, is nikra rasha, is called a wicked person. Now, Shnei Amar, the pasuk says, Saviv Rishayim, Saviv is like to go around. So like, you know, in a roundabout way, the Rishayim, the wicked people, Yishalachun, they walk. You know, the wicked people walking around that way, the drush is like roundabout, not forward or not within, not facing inside the shul. Now, what the issue is, there are three dimensions of freedom here. So three potential issues of what this is talking about. Number one is that you're davening outside the shul. They're in and you're out. That looks bad. Like, how come you're not in with them? You're divorced from the seor. The second issue is that you're facing away from the shul. You're not interested in what they're doing inside the shul. And the third potential issue is you're facing the opposite direction of the shul. Okay? Now, which of those three factors are the ones that concern the memra here? Is, I didn't do the effort to see, but I'm sure there are 8 possibilities, I guess, how it could be, which any and or each of those three things. I'm sure if you made an effort, you could find a mafarsh that has every one of those 8 possibilities. Like, you know, the one or the other or the other or 2 out of 3 or all 3. It's like a million different 7 possibilities. So whatever it is, those are the issues. So to sum up, for sure, if you're standing in the back of outside the shul, behind the shul, facing the wrong direction, they're davening this way, you're davening that way, so that's for sure rasha, because you got all three things wrong. You're facing the wrong way, you're out of the shul, and you're facing away from the shul. If you get out of this, if you're facing like in front, facing back towards the shul, or blah blah blah, like all the possibilities all exist. And I don't want to, as before, it perished every way. Well, I guess the case is everyone's in shul and you're outside davening the other direction. But either away from the shul, that's bad news. I don't know. You see the Gemara here brings the story of it actually happened.
Were there people hanging outside?
I guess, I don't know. I mean, yeah, why not? People diving outside the shul and face the other way. Looks bad. It looks like you're out. Don't do it, I guess. It definitely happened, because here's a story, a wild story that actually happened. You see it for yourself. It says, Amar Abaya, Lo Amran Ela de Lo Mahadar. I'm sorry, no, I've made a mistake. I'm sorry, I should have filled it on. Amar Abai, Lo Amran Ela de Lo Mahadar Ape, Le Beit Knishta. That all assumes you didn't turn your face towards the Beit Knishta, towards the shul. Of Mahadar Ape, if you turn your face towards it, it's not, again, not clear if it means towards where the people are facing or towards the building, the shul, or both. Le Beit Knishta, less than both. Then there's not an issue of being called a Rasha. Now, once upon a time it happened, Hal Gavra, there was this guy. It's a strange story. The Kamatli, he was praying Achuri Beit Knishta, doing exactly what he's not supposed to do, whatever it is, facing the wrong way in the back of the shul, facing the opposite direction. Below Mahadar Ape, and didn't turn like everyone else. He turned away from the shul and away from the congregants. The Beit Knishta in the other direction. So, Chalaf Eliyahu, like Eliyahu and Navi just happened to be passing by, you know, and he spotted him. So, what did he do? Idmile, Eliyahu and Navi, you know, put on one of his 1001 costumes, and he appeared. Kataya. Kataya is, as Rashi, like an Arab merchant. Amarle, and Eliyahu said to this guy, facing my direction, Kadu bar kayamta, which means, Kadu means like, do is two in Aramaic, and bar, funny word, it's funny. So Rashi says, means like, shtei rishuyot. Bar here means rishuyot. Kayamta, you've established. Now, Rashi brings, I'll give you, what you look like two Rishuyos, and he says Rashi, it's like the word bar, it says it's like a Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara and Sukkah, and hey, from a base, it says that Rishum Bar Yochai, the context basically is, there it's like with, you're going, you approach Hashem with authority, you're allowed to go to see him, whatever that's. Violet's a bar, you go in with permission, with authority. So, bar, I guess, means like rishus, means like authority. Like even in modern Hebrew, the authority is called the rishus in modern Hebrew today. So you make kedubar, you made like shtei rishus, as if there are two authorities in the world, not just Hashem. That's the rishus, two authorities, du rishus. I have a note to myself. I don't know in my Gemara here. I don't know when I wrote it. I don't know who said it. I don't know if it was my idea or not. I don't know. But anyways, since kedubar kayamta is like such a strange idiom, I have either I noticed, someone else noticed, and I wrote it down that kedubar also, it's such a strange idiom, it also could read as like kedober, as if you're speaking. You think you're setting yourself up, but really it doesn't even count as tefillah. You're not part of the tzibur, you're not even part of the tefillah. Because I like that idea. You're like gematras. Like it's kedober. You think you're talking to Hashem because I'm interested in hearing you. I don't know where I got that from. I don't know if that's total nonsense. I can't say. Sorry. But anyways, it's a horror. It's wrote to myself once upon a time. Okay. So then, kamei marcha, you're doing that in front of marcha, like your master. And therefore, Eliyahu was very unimpressed with them. Shalaf safsara. So Eliyahu pulled out his sword, v'katle, and killed him on the spot. I have no hesber, really. The best hesber I saw is, I don't like it, is that, like we saw before, if you go against the chacham, chayav misa. I don't know. I don't particularly care for that pshat, and I don't have a better pshat. I looked around. I didn't really see a great explanation. But anyways, so I really don't have a real insight into exactly what the Gemara is trying to convey to you. There is a Ben Yoyada. You can look at it. So you can see. But Amalei Ha'omer, continuing on. What? Right. The Ben Yoyada discusses the two Girsels and everything. You can see. Okay. I don't have a good hesmer. Now, Amalei Ha'omer Rabbanan, the Rebbe Barabai. One of the Rabbanan said to Bebe Barabai, we had him once before, remember him? Sorry?
The Aruch says Kedover.
Oh, the Aruch says it.
On the side.
Oh, look at that. Kedover. There you go. Oh, there you go. Okay, so there's I got it from. Great. Aruch Shem. Good. Shkach. It's brought down here in the Mesoras Hashas that the Aruch had it as Kedover. That whatever you call it that I said a second ago, that Vortel. But so he says the Gerus, he had that Gerus on it, it's Kedover instead of Kedubar. Fine. Now, Amalei Ha'omer Merabbanan, the Rebbe Barabai, one of the rabbis said to Bebe Barabai, we had him before, remember him? He was the one in the previous Amun who put the ground up cat placenta in his eye. The scene from Azikin. Here he comes again. V'amrullah, some people said it wasn't him actually. It was Rabbebe. He said it to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, Krum Zulus Rivne Adam? What is that? What's that talking about? Right? The connection here is because the Pasuk we had brought for the first half of the. We brought a single of Saviv Bashan Yisalachun, so the Pasuk ends. Krum Zulus Livnei Adam. So what's going on? What does that mean? It's hard to translate even literally for you, but we'll see the drushes. Amarlei, so he says, Eil Devarim She'er Omnim Barum Moshe Olam. These are the things that stand in the highest place in the world. Karum, the pasuk that starts Saviv Rishon Yisalachun that we mentioned before as a drusha cannot be faced backwards, you're like a Russia, it ends up Karum Zulus Livnei Adam. So like what? Since we're talking about that pasuk, what's the second part of talking about? What do those words even mean? So he said, Amrat Le, Elo Devarim Sha'om Bruma Sha'olam. These are the things that stand in like, the highest place in the world. Karum, like that's the, as the highest place. So, Uvnei Adam, and yet people, Mizalzlan Behen. The people, the Uvnei Adam, are Zulus, is like they're Mizalzel. They, deprecate those things. They can, like, you know, deprecate, like, Mizalzel, you know. Like, make light of them, you know, decrease, insult them, so to speak. So the pshat is, Rosh learned the first pshat, that tefillah, we said, the rishayim are those who dove in the wrong direction, and Rosh says, that davening is what stands in like the height of the world. It says most, like, nothing more important than that, and these guys are, you know, showing a disrespect. So they're the ones who mizalzel, it's such an important thing. That's the drasha here. That's the drasha, maybe it's even the pshat. They're trying to establish the pshat in the pasuk, I think. I don't think it's a drasha, per se. But the words krum zulus are weird, so we're going to discuss it a second time. That was the first approach. By the way, just you should note here, once again, for like maybe the third or fourth time, we've seen an emphasis on the supremacy and of importance of tefillah. Here Rashi is saying, what's the Gemara saying? what stands at the height of the world, like what's the top most, like super, like a thing that's very, very super valuable, that's tefillah. The Rashi, so you see, I just see, Gemara is emphasizing the supremacy of tefillah as a Jewish value. In any case, a second shot here, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar da'amri tshuvayu, they said they have a whole different drasha. Let me try to explain the drasha first outside, because they have it weird. They learned that the pshat is that the pasuk is talking about when you are a borrower. You have a creditor, the lender, the debtor, the borrower. So when the borrower hasn't got the money, and yet the lender like walks near him, like you know makes an effort to walk past him so that he like feels bad and feels is reminded he has to pay back. So then he's humiliated in front of people and gets so humiliated he even like changes colors and turns like you know gets red in the face, turns white in the face. That's the drasha for what it's worth. So that's they explain it. That's the case of the pasuk. Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar Dharma Chavayu, Kivan Shnitzdarch Adon Labrios, when a person needs other people, you know, he's dependent on them, he's not independent, Panav Mishtanos Kakrum, his face changes colors like that of a krum. A krum, we'll see in a second, is a kind of bird that has like a colorful face. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Kurum, like a krum, like changing colors, Zulus, is like the drasha is like the word Zol, like lowly, the poor man, the borrower, the Nei Adam, when he's like, you know, he feels like turns red, that he's like the pauper field turns red in front of other people, when the Rasha, the creditor, is a bad guy, is Sabav Yishalach, he walks around to make passes, to make embarrassment. That's the shot here. Right? My Krum, what is this Krum? So Ki Asr of Dimi, remember I mentioned before Rav Dimi is Ki Asr of Dimi, so Rav Dimi used to schlep back and forth from Bavel to Teretz Yisrael. So Ki Asr is when Rav Dimi came, and when he came back from Bavel, Amar, he said, Of Echad Yesh Bekarche Hayam, or Krache Hayam, there's a certain kind of bird in the, you know, the cities on the sea. Ukrum Shmo, and it's called a Krum. The Kivin Shechamazo Reches, Alav, add the word in there, Alav, optionally. And when the sun shines on that bird, Mishapech, its face changes, Lekama Govnin, to different colors. So the point is, the poor guy is like a Krum, his face changes colors when he's humiliated and can't pay back the debt that he owns, which is, we know it's a love in the Torah. To Oshik, to press someone to pay was not right. So this guy doesn't press explicitly, he just sort of makes him feel bad. Amram Amiv Rav Asi, they said, Dama Trevayo, they both said, Ki'ilu Nidon, this guy, the borrower who's suffering because he can't pay, it's like he's punished Bishnei Dinim. He's like, he got a double punishment. He's judged twice, so to speak. Eish Uvamayim, with fire and water. The drush is going to be that the guy turns like different, he's so embarrassed, his face turns red first, there's the fire, and then white, like out of uber embarrassment, that's the water. Shneimer, the pasuk says, Hirkavta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Be'eshu B'mayim. So the drasha is, this is also strange. The pashup shot, meaning the pasuk, is like no relation at all. Hirkavta Enosh means like you placed a man, the Roshenu, on top of us, like to lord over us. Banu Be'eshu B'mayim, we came through fire and water. But the drasha is like this, take it or leave it. This is the drasha that in Aramaic, Rashya, Resh Shin, Yud Aleph, means this verb, this forbidden thing to press a borrower to pay back his debt. The darshan, the word rashenu, is like that being pressed to pay back the debt. Rush, like rishayenu, I don't know, like are pressing back. And therefore the darshan, that he goes through fire and water. Fire is like, you know, like turning red and white. So that's the reading of the pasuk. Again, I'll read it to you inside here. The pasuk says, Hirkav to Enosh, you placed a man, the Rosh Enu, who like came in like he came right by and rode by and like he was oppressed us. He pressed us for money. Not oppressed, but pressed us for money. Banu Be'esh B'mayim, we ended up going through like fire and water, like through hell, so to speak, to an embarrassment, turning red and then white. Okay?